Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Friday, April 12th. Everyone loves to hear compliments, but for Christians, it's important to receive them without allowing them to feed pride. Today, we finish the Facing Life's Obstacle series with the second half of the message on facing criticism and praise.
How do you respond when someone praises you? How do you respond when they criticize you? Well, the way you and I respond to either one of these tells us a lot about ourselves, or at least tells other people something about us. When you respond to praise in the right way, it can motivate to, shall we say, motivate you to do your best, look your best, be your best, in the spirit of humility and thanksgiving. When you respond to praise in the wrong way, it can be devastating and destructive. When you respond to criticism in the right way, it can develop you, strengthen you, build you up. When you respond to criticism in the wrong way, you lose opportunity. And oftentimes you may miss what God is trying to say to you. There are many verses in the scripture that tell us how very important it is that you and I learn how to respond to criticism and praise. So what I want you to do is I want you to turn to a couple of verses in a moment, and I trust that you will take good notes today, because here's the truth. All of us have to learn how to deal with criticism and praise. We love the praise oftentimes. We don't like the criticism. But it's just as important that you and I learn how to deal with praise as it is to learn how to deal with criticism. 27th chapter of the Proverbs, look if you will in this first and second verses. Do not boast about tomorrow. You do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you and not your own mouth. Did you get that? Say amen. Let another praise you, not your own mouth. Then if you will look in the 21st verse of the same chapter. The crucible is for silver, the furnace is for gold, and each one is tested by the praise accorded him. That is, God says, we're tested by the praise that it's accorded him. Now, 29th chapter and the 23rd verse, and listen to what he says. He says, now, when the Bible says a man, we're talking about men and women. A man or woman's pride will bring him or her low. That is, it will damage you in some fashion. But a humble spirit obtains honor. Now, go back to the 16th chapter for a moment, and look, if you will, in the 18th verse. And look what the scripture says. Well, let's go to the 5th verse first. 16 verse 5. Everyone who's proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. That means he just doesn't like it. It sort of smells to him. Verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. God's warnings to us about pride and arrogance. So we know right up front, we don't have any business going around waving our own flag and telling everybody how well we are doing and bragging about it. And so most people will think, well, man, I can handle the praise. Not always. I can handle the praise. It's that criticism that bothers me. Well, let's look at it for a moment, ask ourselves a question or two. And go back to this 27th chapter moment and look at that second verse. Remember what he says, let another praise you and not your own mouth. Let another person praise you. And then in verse 21, we are tested by the praise accorded to us. That is, the way you and I respond to praise sends a big message. And we all know people who can't handle it. They can't handle praise. And so let's look at this for a moment. Now, praise can be just as destructive as criticism. If a person responds in the wrong way, it can be very destructive. We just read the verses about how pride causes a fall and the consequences of that pride. So how do we respond in the right way when it comes to this whole issue of praise? Well, let's define terms. Let's distinguish between praise and flattery. Now, there's a difference. For example, praise is simply this, and that is, it's really sharing a genuine appreciation for someone or their work or what they've done or how they look or how they dress, whatever it might be. You're sharing a genuine appreciation for that person. Now, watch the difference in this. Flattery is calling attention to something about that person's looks or works or so forth, but expecting something in return. In other words, when somebody's flattering you, it isn't a genuine appreciation for who you are or what you do. But flattery is calling attention to some element in your life, or maybe your looks or your work or what you believe or whatever it might be. But beneath all that is a genuine desire for something in return, which means that flattery is deceitful. It is a form of deception. It's counterfeit. It is not of God. And when I think about people who do that, and there are people who do that, they'll walk up to you and tell you something good, and somehow, if you're a discerning person, you can discern, you think, now what do they want? Because it may be that they've done that a number of times. Now, don't blame your kids for that. In other words, kids, a daughter, she knows how to get her father's attention. I mean, let's just face it. She does love you. She may be saying, Dad, you're just looking especially good today. Dad, I'm telling you right now, I'm so glad you're my dad. In fact, there's no dad in the world like you. Now, let me tell you something I had in mind, Dad. Then it's coming. So we're not talking about that. That's just natural. But when somebody comes on to you, and they begin to flatter you, and next thing you know, they may not ask for it at that time, but they may come back a little later, and you say, now I know what you are after. That's flattery. We're not talking about that. We're talking about genuine appreciation for someone else. And so when you think about that kind of praise and how God works in that, let's just think about it for a moment. What's the wrong way to handle praise? Now, I want to be sure you understand this and that I'm not misunderstood, because I don't want to be criticized for it, but if I am, okay. Now, watch this. You don't have to parade the fact that you're giving God the credit. God knows your heart, and that's all that matters. Now, if something in you just said, man, I tell you, when people bless me, I just have to give him credit. Okay, if you just have to do it, and it's for real, okay. But don't do that because you want to appear to be godly. Appear to be giving him credit. Especially if you walk off the stage with this egotistical, prideful attitude. So I don't have time for you. Sorry about that. You know what? It's all fake. It's not for real. That's not the way you respond to praise. It's some kind of public show. And as I said, if somebody genuinely feels that, and oftentimes a person can be a little immature early in life, and I understand that. I'm just giving you a little warning, because it can become a prideful thing, and it can become sort of a cover-up for something that you are feeling. Then a second thing, when somebody is praising you for something, don't look the other way. Now, if a person has a poor self-image, that's sometimes what they do. I'm just saying to you, don't do it. In other words, if somebody wants to praise you for something, look them square in the eye and say, thank you very much. That means, first of all, that they heard you. When you walk up and say, you did a fantastic job, they heard what you said. And you want to be heard. So look them in the eye. And you don't have to parade it around. Just say thank you very much. Now, when you say thank you very much, don't add an explanation. Well, I could have done better, but it's the best I could do today. And I was a little sick yesterday, and I know my hair's not exactly right today, and my dress doesn't, in other words, don't give any explanation. Now watch this. Sometimes a person may compliment you or praise you when you didn't do a very good job. You know you didn't. But you know what? They love you enough to say, you did such a fine job. Well, now don't say, well, you're just saying that. You don't mean that. You're just saying that. In other words, this is not for real. You're just saying it. Don't respond in that way. Just say, thank you very much. Now, if someone compliments you or praises you for something, you might say to them, well, thank you very much. And tell me why that, in other words, put it this way. You want to find out, what is it that you did or said that caused them to want to compliment you or praise you? And you might say to them, well, thank you very much. And you might ask yourself the question, what did I say or how did I do that brought forth this compliment or this praise from them? That is, you may learn something what they say. Or you may respond in this fashion. Well, thank you very much, and you certainly encourage me by that. And I think all of us have been at some point where maybe you didn't feel the best, you didn't think you looked the best, you didn't think you did the best, and somebody comes along and tells you, from their point of view, they thought you did very well, and they say, well, listen, I really appreciate what you said today, and that just really blessed me. And when they encourage you, as someone did for me this morning, what they said so encouraged me. This lady, sweet lady, she just said to me, she had listened to a particular message, and she was going through a real tough time. And she said, I'm telling you, when I heard that message, it just changed my life. And she just told me and told me and told me that. And so I could say very genuinely to her, thank you very much, because that really encouraged my heart. I said, look, what was the title of that sermon? If it did that to you, and it was a tape that she had gotten from her father, and how it had changed his life. And then she says, it changed my life. Well, I could genuinely say, look, tell me what that tape is, because I probably need to preach that again. And so she named the tape, had to do with the promise. And it was years and years ago that I preached that message. She blessed me. And if I'd have said to her, well, thank you very much, I'd have missed the blessing. So sometimes ask the person, well, how did that encourage you? Or say to them, you really encouraged me. And if you had a hard day yesterday and somebody comes up and says the next day, just say, well, thank you. That encourages me, because it just so happens I needed. Or they said they've been praying for you. Just express gratitude. Not any kind of defensive, fakey stuff. Just tell it how it is, how you feel. And what happens is they get blessed and you get blessed in the process of doing so. Then here's the thing that I want to say the strongest. The two words I want you to write down. Deflect and redirect. You know, what in the world's that got to do with this? Well, it's very important. Because here are the results. When you do this, and I'm going to explain it in a minute. When you do this, this will protect you from becoming prideful and arrogant. It'll protect you from becoming what you do not want to be. And especially if you get lots of praise about things. So what do we mean when we say deflect? Here's what we mean. When somebody praises you or expresses their gratitude or thanksfulness for something you have done or whatever it might be, how you look, whatever, when they say, well, you did a fantastic job, here's what I mean by deflecting. Immediately you say, thank you, Father. Thank you very much. What you've done is received their blessing, their appreciation, sent it, your thanksgiving, straight to God. Because you and I know the truth is anything good comes from us ultimately has its source in Him. And so you immediately, listen, you immediately deflect, that is, it bounces into your heart, out of your heart, straight to Him. So that you don't say, well, I must really be doing better these days. Thank you very much. You don't have any of that. You say, thank you, Father. Now, watch this second one. What do we mean by redirecting? Now, let me give you an example. An example is the best way to explain this. Let's say that you as a lady, you walk into your Sunday school class or on your work or wherever you are, And two or three other ladies, and then they say, my, you look stunning today. Wow. And the woman says, thank you very much. My husband loves to take care of me. And here's what you just did. You took the praise, and you reached out, and you wrapped your arms right around him and shared it with him. Now, you think about this. How many of us do anything that somebody else doesn't have a part in some way? For example, on your job, somebody says you get promoted for something, and they just praising you and giving you an award and all this other, and the wisest thing you can say is, thank you very much, and I am grateful for my staff. I'm grateful for this person who stands by my side. And I couldn't do it without so-and-so. Here's what that says to people. It speaks of your humility, that you recognize that you're dependent upon God and other people. And you know what it does? It builds a wonderful team spirit with people, because they think, you know what? he's getting all the recognition, but the truth is, he didn't forget us, or she didn't forget us. And it's not that they want it. It's just the fact that it says something about your character, your relationship to God, and your relationship and your understanding, your dependence upon other people. And when you think sometimes fathers make decisions, and they need to hear their children say, "Dad, I'm on your side." And I can remember one time, and it's hard for me to tell it. I had only been in Bartow, Florida, as pastor of the First Baptist Church, about 11 months. And God just sent me this signal so strongly in prayer one day that he is going to move us to come to Atlanta. I didn't know it then. I just knew he was going to move us. And so then when I finally found out what he was doing, my concern was that my children would have the right attitude about it, because we'd only been there about 13 months at that particular time. And we lived down the street from a big lake that we could fish in, and it was just a nice little place for me to be the pastor and just sort of enjoy life. It didn't last long, but anyway. So I thought, I got to find out how my kids are going to respond. So I said, "Andy, let's take a bicycle ride," which we did oftentimes in the evening. So we went riding, and I said, "Andy," and I asked him this with fear and trembling. I said, "Let me ask you a question. If I told you that God may move us to Atlanta, Georgia, which is a big city, what would you say?" He and I are just riding along. I'll never forget this answer. He said, "Well, Dad, every time God has told us to move before, we've done it, and he's always blessed us, so he'll bless us again." I'm telling you, I knew that had to come from God. It was just a way of expressing, and it gave me assurance of something in my heart that I wanted them to feel a part of. And that's why all of us have to be sensitive to people around us who help us in ways that oftentimes maybe they think that we don't even realize it. And to encourage them by involving them and including them is very important. And what that does, it protects us from becoming prideful, arrogant, self-sufficient, adequate within ourselves, as we would say, or overlooking very valuable people in our life. If you will learn these principles, here's what you'll do. You'll have a sense of peace in relationships. You will draw people to you. You will be a healing, calming balm in some relationships where people don't know how to handle that. And also, you'll be a very strong testimony to people who live on the edge. And you've heard people say, "Well, I have a short temper and God knows it." Well, we all know it. And so what happens when you respond in a godly fashion like that, eventually they catch on that their attitude, God didn't make them that way. That's just the way they are. But God didn't make them that way. And what we're doing, we're simply living out the life of Christ in our attitudes toward other people, no matter how they respond to us. Jesus never said, "Get off my back. You have no right to criticize me." Can you imagine the kind of wilting look when somebody criticized him and he looked through eyes of perfect love straight at them? They must have walked away wondering why. My desire for you is that you and I would learn how to accept criticism and praise, that we can have the fullest impact possible as we allow Lord Jesus Christ to live his life in and through us in those difficult kind of times that all of us have to face in life. And Father, how grateful we are we have the Holy Spirit living within us to enable us to respond the right way in love, in forgiveness, in kindness, and in gentleness, no matter what. And we know that you will use that to bring yourself glory and honor. And that's our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Facing Criticism and Praise. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or In Touch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. This podcast is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.